You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a dolphin? For this segment, I'm not referring to the fish called mahi-mahi, the dolphin fish. Instead, we'll talk about the mammal called a dolphin. Their tails move up and down, unlike fishes whose tails move left and right. There are quite a few types of marine mammals. They include whales, dolphins, porpoises, seals, sea lions, manatees, walruses, to name a few. Biologists classify the whales, dolphins, and porpoises in a group or order known as the cetaceans. C-E-T-A-C-E-A-N-S, cetaceans. And the dolphins are classified in a more narrow group called a family, which is called Delphinidae, D-E-L-P-H-I-N-I-D-A-E. The delphinids, like the other cetaceans, have the characteristics of mammals. They produce milk for their young from the mother's mammary glands. Dolphins give birth to live young. They need air to breathe, since dolphins have lungs. They're warm-blooded, meaning their bodies produce heat and maintain a constant temperature. And yes, even though the skin is smooth and rubbery, they do have hair and hair follicles. However, it's only in some species. The hairs are on the snout, face, or jaw, and the hairs fall out of the follicles soon after birth. The earliest known mammals appeared during the late Triassic period. That was about 220 million years ago. Dolphins first appeared during what's called the Miocene, about 10 million years ago. They had evolved with numerous characteristics, allowing them to survive in an aquatic environment. A layer of blubber provides insulation and emergency energy. Tissue in the forehead produces echolocation for finding food and communicating. They have conical teeth, which aid in catching fish and squid to eat. A blowhole to rapidly exhale and inhale when at the surface. When they dive, they don't get the bends. To avoid predators and to catch prey, they're darker on the upper back surface and lighter on their lower tummy surface. They have a streamlined shape and smooth skin, which allows them to be fast swimmers. Here's an activity that you can try the next time you're bathing your kids, and it relates to body shape. Get two similar-sized plastic fishing bobbers, one round and one tubular, like the shape of a dolphin. Tie one line to each bobber, and then have your kids drag them through the water and notice how the long, dolphin-shaped one has less resistance, which allows them to be a smooth and fast swimmer, just like a dolphin. Well, we've just learned a little bit about dolphins. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.